Ireland is uniquely exposed due to Donald Trump's tariff war. That is the view of our next guest, former US Treasury economist Brad Setser, who is an expert on global trade and works as a senior fellow at the US think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations. This week, Donald Trump threatened to put 200% tariffs on alcoholic imports from Europe, a prospect which has alarmed the Irish whiskey industry. There's also concern the tariffs will be placed on pharmaceuticals being made in Ireland for export to the United States, a move which would have major implications for jobs and for the economy here. Well, earlier I spoke with economist Brad Setser about the implications for Ireland, but I began by asking him what Donald Trump ultimately wants to achieve by launching a trade war with Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union.
Well, I think the biggest problem with Donald Trump's trade strategy right now is he hasn't really clearly spelled out what his end game is. One potential end goal that he's articulated is that he just wants tariffs. He wants the tariffs for the revenue. And if you just want tariffs for the revenue, you're ultimately going to find a path to impose tariffs. He's also suggested he wants the tariffs to close bilateral trade deficits. That's not a straightforward goal, but it's certainly something that he tends to come back to. And then sometimes he's mentioned some of the traditional trade complaints the U.S. has with our partners. And then, frankly, sometimes he's suggested, particularly vis-a-vis Canada, that the trade war is a punishment for Canada's desire to remain politically independent. He really hasn't spelled out what he's after.
He has, though, predicted that his policies will result in America booming like it has never boomed before. There are huge risks, though, aren't there, in the form of much higher prices and potentially a lot of hardship for ordinary American people as a result of his policies?
Absolutely. I mean, the contemplated tariffs against Canada and Mexico and China, you know, which were laid out and then pulled back. But if they'd been pushed forward, there would have been a tax increase of about a percentage point of U.S. GDP, you know, biggest tariff action since World War II. And that's, in some sense, Trump has said he's only getting started. But yeah, it would be a meaningful increase in the cost of living here. There's clearly a lot of uncertainty. It's very hard for companies to plan because they don't know where the trade war is going next. And then the postulated gains are very long term. So I think there's an open question about whether the pain is worth the gain.
Mm. And the gain here would be bringing jobs and wealth back to the United States, increasing the manufacturing capacity of the United States. Can that actually work?
I think there is scope to expand manufacturing production in the U.S. The U.S. does have a large manufacturing trade deficit. We've lost high-end industries, in some cases because of other countries' trade policies, but mostly because of the strength of the dollar and our own counterproductive tax policies. So I do think that there is scope to bring industry back. I think some of the Biden administration's efforts, for example, to bring the chip industry back, semiconductor industry back, were showing promise. But I don't think tariffing your friends is actually the best way to go about it. I think the more critical steps are getting some kind of changes in U.S. tax policy, because U.S. tax policy has incentivized U.S. firms to produce offshore, something Ireland knows well, given how many drugs for sale in the U.S. are now produced in Ireland, but it also shows in other industries. And then, frankly, because of expansive fiscal policy, the dollar's been bid up and it's too strong for the export sector of the U.S. Trump tends to think everything can be solved with tariffs, and that's my main disagreement.
Mm-hmm. For the rest of the world, then, what are the implications? The United States is a major market. The tariffs affect everybody's ability to be able to sell goods into the United States. I mean, in this country, we're seeing big concerns right now in the Irish whiskey sector over the threats of tariffs in that area. So what impact will Donald Trump's policies have on the global economy?
Well, fortunately, it's pretty easy for Americans to get over to Ireland to drink your good whiskey. and you're probably going to get some new markets in Europe because Europe's has actually put tariffs on American bourbon. But the basic signal is that the U.S. is, first of all, an unreliable trading partner. Canada and Mexico struck a trade deal with Donald Trump. They didn't strike a trade deal with Bill Clinton. Well, they did one with Bill Clinton, but it was renegotiated under Donald Trump, the USMCA. And even the Trump trade deal has effectively been torn up and isn't giving them protection from Donald Trump's tariff threats. So the biggest implication is the U.S. is an unreliable partner. The secondary implication of that, and it's important for Ireland, it's important for Germany, it's important for many countries in Asia, is that more and more countries are going to need to rely on their own internal markets. For Ireland, that's all of Europe, not just Ireland, and rely more on their own capacity to generate demand. Trump has made it pretty clear that he doesn't want the U.S. to just import. He wants a much more balanced trading relationship. So I think the best case scenario for all of America's trading partners is they rely a little less on U.S. demand, and that requires bigger adjustments for some countries than others.
And the response from the European Union to Donald Trump's threats of tariffs, and indeed the tariffs that he has introduced already, has been a tit-for-tat response where there is being threats of tariffs on the United States. We've already seen it, as you say, on U.S. bourbon and on Harley-Davidson motorcycles and so on. Is that the right approach? Because each new tariff seems to prompt another wave of responses from the United States.
Well, I guess time will tell. I do think that some retaliation is appropriate because I think it's necessary to get Trump's attention. It's necessary to convince Trump to negotiate if he's willing to negotiate. Frankly, the initial round of tariffs that the Europeans have faced over steel and aluminum, those are relatively modest tariffs. They're in sectors that the U.S. has long protected. They're significant, but it's not the really big wave that I think is coming. And because it wasn't the really big wave that I think is coming, it was relatively easy for Europe to pick out targets to retaliate. You know, the bourbon, the Harley-Davidson, the traditional trade targets. Mm. The next round of tariffs are likely going to come after semiconductors, which doesn't hit Europe so much. Cars, which definitely will impact Europe. Pharmaceuticals, I don't have to tell you how that impacts Europe. And I think it's going to be difficult for Europe to respond fully symmetrically, dollar for dollar, euro for euro, just because what Europe imports from the U.S. in a lot of cases are things that Europe kind of needs, like liquefied natural gas. So I think it'll be hard to continue to be tit for tat because the scale of the U.S. tariffs will really force Europe to do trade actions that will be kind of hurt Europe's own economy in retaliation. Mm. So I don't know that you have to always be tit for tat. I think you need to be smart. But you also have to recognize that this hurts the U.S. There's going to be pressure to pull the tariffs back internally. And there's just an overarching need for countries to rely more on their own internal sources of growth.
And for a country like Ireland, and I know when you worked for the U.S. Treasury, you would have been aware how exposed Ireland is to financial shocks. How can an open economy like Ireland, which is heavily reliant on U.S. foreign direct investment, which, as you mentioned, has a large pharma industry here selling into the United States, and a buoyant tech sector as well, which is propped up by a lot of U.S. companies. What can Ireland do then to weather the storm that you say is coming?
Look, Ireland, because it has evolved into being so tightly interconnected with the U.S. pharmaceutical industry and the U.S. technology industry, is uniquely exposed. There's no getting around that reality. Some of the exposure, in a sense, is fake. And by fake, I mean the following. Ireland really does produce a lot of medicines. Those medicines are recorded as Irish exports at a very high price, at a price well above actual production costs in Ireland, because American firms want to book the profit offshore. So one of the possible responses to the tariffs is U.S. firms reorient and restructure where they book their profit, and they continue to produce in Ireland. That will look like a big change because Irish exports will fall a lot, but the actual substantive impact on the Irish economy will be pretty modest. I think in general, though, look, Ireland has a much stronger financial position than it did 10 years ago. Ireland has enormous budget surpluses. It has built up reserves that will help it weather this shock. It needs to use those reserves. And frankly, it needs to have an economy that's a little bit more balanced, that relies a little bit less on attracting through a favorable tax structure American direct investment, and sort of integrates a little bit more with the rest of the European Union. I think Ireland has a healthy future, but that future can't just be as a tax center that American companies rely on to lower their U.S. tax. So there will need to be changes in Ireland.
Yes. So a change is coming for this country.
Likely. Although, you know, back in 2017, there was a lot of angst about the U.S. tax reform. And it turned out that the U.S. tax reform, the Trump tax reform, was enormously favorable to Ireland because it didn't get rid of the incentives in the U.S. tax code for U.S. pharmaceuticals to produce in Ireland and book their profits outside the U.S. So there's still some uncertainty. But I think if there are large tariffs on pharmaceuticals and the U.S. pharmaceutical industry doesn't get those rolled back, Ireland's going to have to adjust, and probably adjust in ways that are healthy in the long run, but painful in the short.
Painful in the short run. That was Brad Setser, former economist with the U.S. Treasury, now senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations, speaking to me earlier. After the break, why are investors backing away from building apartments, and what can be done to reverse the trend?